In 1937, the Queen's father, George VI, was crowned in Westminster Abbey.
I here present unto you King George, your undoubted king.
George had not expected to become king. His older brother Edward inherited the crown.
Great Britain has employed me in this role.
But within a year, at the centre of a scandal that rocked the nation, Edward had abdicated.
At the present.
The official version has always been Edward chose to give up the throne to marry the American divorcee Mrs. Wallis Simpson. But there is another story, that George VI became king, to be followed by our queen because of the other man in this picture, the one holding the crown, the Most Reverend Cosmo Gordon Lang, the Archbishop of Canterbury. For the Archbishop, this was about so much more than moral principle. At a time when archbishops wielded huge power and having supported three generations of monarchy, Lang turned his back on the young king in crisis. But the archbishop didn't just abandon the king. These papers, suppressed for a generation, reveal how the archbishop was at the center of a plot. A plot that has remained hidden until now. In the 1920s and 30s, Edward, the Prince of Wales, was adored by everyone he met. His smooth good looks and easy charisma made him a celebrity prince. Perfect casting for the new media age he was about to inherit. And if Prince Edward was the first royal media darling, Cosmo Gordon Lang was the first media archbishop.